اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقم، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء، اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها، اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك، اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا، اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته، اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرمك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك، اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي، اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته وكم من عثار وقيته وكم من مكروه دفعته وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت، اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي، يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعد حدودك، وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي. يا إلهي وسيدي وربي أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك. هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفها؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأن تجل ثناؤك. قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما، أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون؟ إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمت وكل ذنب أذنبت وكل قبيح أسررت وكل جهل عملت، كتمته أو أعلنت، أخفيته أو أظهرت، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقام يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening of the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعدائهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin says about the Prophet, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasin, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka la min al-mursaleen. Tanzilu min, he explains that the Qur'an has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it says, litunzira, that explains what the job Allah is sent the Prophet with the book for. What purpose? لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, to warn. Inzar is warning. A lot of times the Quran, while there are plenty of instances where God refers to the Anbiya, the prophets, of as those who give glad tidings, as the translation goes, they encourage those who to do, or encourage people to do good and give good tidings, good news. They tell of the good future for those who do good, although that's also part of their jobs. But many times, including this case, the focus is on inzar. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. People need to be warned. Now, it says the job of the Prophet was in Mecca, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا, to warn a people that مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, their fathers have not been warned. This is the interpretation that is found. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ أَبَاهُمْ. The ma there is considered nafia. It makes the verb negative. Why مَا أُنْذِرَ أَبَاهُمْ? How is that the case? How is it that their fathers have not been warned? What does that mean? What is this referring to? Obviously, the people, the qawm that is referred to here is the qawm of the Holy Prophet. The qawm of the Holy Prophet, Quraysh, are descendants of Ibrahim and Ismail. Ibrahim and Ismail were prophets. Ibrahim didn't spend too much time over there, but his teachings were passed on to the people by Ismail. The Hajj was something that he himself was part of announcing to the people. وَأَذَانٌ, the call of Hajj is the call that Ibrahim made. But the one who continued it and who taught the people was Ismail. There were generations after Ismail that were not warned. The warning was not given to them. In terms of time frame, we know there's about a 600-year gap between Jesus and our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salamullah alayhi. 600 years. Add to that the gap between Moses and Jesus. I'm not sure how long of a gap that is, but that's at least a few hundred years. That's a millennium right there. Add to that the time between Moses and Ibrahim, which is another few hundred years, at least, if not more. The children of Ibrahim, the grandchildren of Ibrahim, were Ya'qub and his children who moved to Egypt. Yusuf established a just government in Egypt, or helped the government there who was willing to accept the teachings and preachings of the Prophet. He helped them turn that government into a... But then over time that changed, and by the time Moses came, it was a whole minority there, a huge population, but compared to the majority, this is a minority that are the mustada'afin there. So that was a few hundred years as well. So the gap between Prophet Ibrahim and our Prophet, whose job is to warn a people who their forefathers about two millennia ago were warned, he's told that these people are not warned. The question is, why were their fathers, not them? It says, مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ, their fathers. Their fathers weren't warned either. God sends his messengers. He sent Ibrahim. He sent Ismail there. He sent Hajar there. People gathered around them there. They saw the miracles. They saw in this desert, there's no water. Suddenly, there's water here. They went over there. They saw this is a miraculous spring. And they gathered. They listened. They followed. When people follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues his guidance. When it says, مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ, it tells us that there was a point in time that those people, that tribe in Mecca, while there were warners, there were prophets that were sent by Allah to warn them, the people did not listen to them again and again. And the Quran tells us God's principle, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, if you are grateful, guidance is given to you. You take that, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I'll give you more. So God gave a few prophets, a number of prophets. We don't know exactly how many. That has not been said to us. But then, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Azab is not hellfire. Azab is taking away guidance. The result of that is hellfire. But guidance is, you don't want it, warners are not going to come. God sent it. This is a principle we understand. The general principles are given. The specifics of this scenario, the people, the tribe of the Prophet, were descendants of Ismail and Ibrahim. God refers to them in this way, مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ. They have been warned. The question is, why weren't they warned? We understand that this is... After the end of prophethood with the seal of prophet, خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الْكِرَامِ. After him, there are no more prophets. The guidance of God is there. The principles are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through the imams that whatever was true about prophets is true about ulama of Islam. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. repeated by the imams. There's a whole chapter in just Al-Kafi, a number of ahadith. Al-ulama warathatu al-anbiya. Ulama, pious scholars, those who learn the knowledge of Islam, they learn the Quran, they studied the sayings of the Holy Prophet, the sayings of Fatima al-Zahra, the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the sayings of Imam al-Sadiq, the sayings of Imam al-Baqir, Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah. They studied these. They gained that knowledge. They gained that information. They are warathatul anbiya. The responsibilities. They gained the knowledge of anbiya. With it comes the responsibility of anbiya. They have the responsibilities of anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to different nations, different people, different cities, different countries, different tribes, different ethnicities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the end of prophethood, during the time of the imams, their presence, because we are still during the time of the imams, but the presence where people had access, but also especially after the occultation of the imam started. The same principles are true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about great ulama amongst different people. The background of our ulama comes from different backgrounds, different ethnicities. There was a time that we had al-Halabiyun as-Sitt, six great scholars in Halab. There was a time that Hilla was the center of knowledge. There was a time that Baghdad was the center of knowledge. There was a time that Kufa was a center of knowledge. There was a time that Qum was a center of knowledge. There was a time that Khurasan was a center of knowledge. You have great ulama in these different areas. And then you have times where there's no ulama. That the Hawza of Qum goes back to the time of, around the time of Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, some of his companions started gathering in Qum and teaching people. And a great madrasa formed to the extent that by the time of the minor occultation, Hussein ibn Ruh, the third deputy of the Imam, when he writes the first, if we can call it, Risala, he has Ash-Shalmaghani write the first Risala. He says that that needs to be sent to Qum for the ulama of Qum to verify it. Not to any other city, to Qum. Back then, this was a great city. But between then and the teacher of Imam Khomeini establishing or re-establishing the Hawza again in Qum, Sheikh Abdul Karim Hari, it's pretty dead. There are some others before Sheikh Abdul Karim Hari as well, but it's pretty dead. It's pretty dead. Why? Now, I don't know the details, but these principles are there. The same principles apply. People listen to ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more. There will be more. You don't listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that gift away. This is a general principle that we have. Brothers and sisters, your ulama are telling you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran and has made it very clear. The relationship between men and women, that of marriage, is between men and women. The genders are male and female. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. There is male and female. We don't have anything but that. There is nothing but that. There is no marriage other than that. Your ulama are telling you, brothers and sisters, it is important that when the world of kufr is trying to shove this nonsense, this filth down the throats of Muslimin, that you have a responsibility first and foremost to reject it in your heart, to not accept it in your heart. More than that, you have a responsibility. Your ulama are telling you. Your maraja are telling you. Your leader is telling you by mentioning this on an international platform, not once or twice, many times. You have got to speak out against this. It is your responsibility to do that. Don't listen. Allah will take the ulama away the same way He took the prophets away. مَا أُنذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ. There will be no ulama. At least whoever doesn't listen will not get. The ones who listen to the ulama that are warathatul anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them more. The next alim, the next alim, the next. Imam Khomeini, during his lifetime, I think I've mentioned this before, this principle is given to us, explained to us by one of our great ulama, Shahid Das Ghaib, one of our great ulama, spiritual ulama, mujtahid. He was in the process of putting together the constitution of the Islamic Republic. People study this, know who put together the constitution of the Islamic Republic. Ulama like Shahid Beheshti, Shahid Das Ghaib, who are ulama mujahideen, they gave their lives for Islam. They were mujtahid. These are only two of the names amongst many. Shaykh Murtada Ha'iri is one of the ulama, the mujtahideen of Qum, who is part of putting together this. Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr presented his view on what the constitution should look like. He sent it despite the harsh conditions. These are the people that have put together the constitution of the Islamic Republic. In those discussions, when somebody raised a question regarding wilayatul faqih mutlaqa, fools who don't understand what that means and talk about wilayatul faqih as though they know something, they don't know a damn thing about it. Wilaya mutlaqa was put in the constitution by all these mujtahideen. The responsibility of guiding the ummah is in the hands of a mujtahid, and the wilayah is mutlaqa, the same way that the wilayah of the Ahlul Bayt was. Why? Because the Ahlul Bayt said it. إِنَّهُمْ حُجَّتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ. They are my hujjah on you, and I am the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam of our time has said. They were discussing that some of the non-mujtahideen, some of those who were elected by some people to go over there, there were non-mujtahids there as well, people that were not very religious at all. Everybody was there. The outcome was this. The view of the mujtahideen was presented, explained. People were convinced. This constitution came out of that. The topic of wilaya mutlaqa, which means waliyul faqih, is the authority of the time and of the land. The president is under Waliul Faqih. The judiciary is under Waliul Faqih. The parliament is under Waliul Faqih. If at any point that Faqih sees that for the sake of Islam any decision needs to be made, then it's his responsibility to make that known, and it's the responsibility of everyone to follow that. This is wilaya mutlaqa. Some people said, well, that type of authority and power, what's going to happen? Right now, it's Imam Khomeini, he's a great person, but he's not going to live forever. When he passes, what's going to happen? What if a mujtahid comes that, or a mu'ammam, and a sheikh, a sayyid, whatever, comes who is not like Imam Khomeini? What if he's not as pious as Imam Khomeini? What if he starts making the calls and the shots for his own good, for his own personal desires, for his own children, for his tribe, for his people, for whatever? Instead of keeping in mind what the constitution says, what if that all this power is given to one person? This is very dangerous. This is going to be dictatorship. Shahid Das Ghaib is one of those who spoke in support of wilaya mutlaqa. And he said, what are these whispers of the shaitan that if Imam Khomeini passes, what if this comes? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, very clearly, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. We will not take away an ayah, a sign, an ayatullah, who is truly an ayatullah. We'll not take away إِلَّا, except that we will put in place of it something like it or better than it. He said, as long as the people are willing to listen, the God that brought Khomeini will bring the next leader. And we see this. People who listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not discontinue guidance. He'll give them the next, and the next, and the next. If people don't, Allah will take those ulama, take them to paradise, and say, you don't want ulama? You don't want ulama telling you? You don't like to hear ulama telling you things that you feel unaccepted in the Western context? You don't want ulama to say LGBT is a sin? It's unaccepted? It will never be accepted. It is absolutely wrong. There is no such thing. This is all baloney, and whoever's been influenced by it is baloney. You don't want to hear it? I'll take them away. Don't hear it. Go enjoy. Enjoy it. Until the moment of death. What is this? During Muharram, with the black cloth of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, queering resistance? What the hell is this? Resistance? Pushing the agenda of shaitan with names that sound like names of Muslimin and Shia? Putting the black flag of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein to talk about this? To have a session about this? To try to justify it amongst the Shias? The voices of the shayateen was not enough. You Shia people are coming out and doing this? Shame on you. Al-'Iyadu Billah. It is the responsibility of all Shias who identify as Shia, who follow the Imam of our time, who stand up for Muharram, who respect the flag of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, to say something against this. If you don't, Allah will take your ulama. Go do whatever you want. Go listen to whomever you want. Have lawyers go do things for you. Those who understand the law of the kuffar, they spent years studying the law of the kuffar, they never spent time studying the law of Islam, are telling you that this is fine. You want to listen to them? Go ahead. Bismillah. See you in hell. It is completely unexpected and unacceptable. You want to accept this junk? Go accept this junk somewhere else. Don't use the banner of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Don't mention it in... Leave it! Say, no, we don't believe in Muharram. Imam al-Hussein said, I want to revive the sunnah of the Prophet, the religion of the Prophet. The religion of the Prophet is the Quran. أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونَ النِّسَاءِ You're going... Men are going to men with lust? This is your Quran. Imam Hussein stood for this. The Quran says, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Believing men and women, we created you from a female and a male. There is no other gender. Queer, this, LGBT, all those ridiculous letters that are there, and God knows how many more are going to be added. In the name of Islam, shayateen, we're saying it's not enough. You who call yourself Shia are now coming and raising the banner of shaitan in the name of Muharram. If there is any ignorance in this amongst the people who set this up, they must apologize, take back the flyer, and announce that we're not holding this. If there's any ignorance about this, because it's been made clear beyond a shadow of a doubt, plenty of sessions, and the Quran beyond all has made it clear, any claim of ignorance is unexpected and unaccepted. If for whatever reason they say, oh, it was a stupid thing we did, well, fine, put it aside. Otherwise, the responsibility of Muslimin and the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt, the Shia of Imam al-Hussein is different. They will have a different responsibility. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the courage, the understanding to the Shia believers, the followers of Hussein, the followers of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, to do their responsibility. If these people who identify as Shia either don't leave this kufr that they're talking about, or they don't leave tashayyuh. You want to go towards that kufr, go towards that kufr. Leave tashayyuh alone. Leave Imam al-Hussein's religion alone. Leave Islam alone. Leave the Quran alone. You like identifying as something other than male and female? Go fine, go do it. But leave Islam. Leave tashayyu. Leave Imam al-Hussein out of it. Leave the Ahlul Bayt out of it. Go do your whatever you want. This is outrageous. Outrageous. Shaitan is coming in the form of people who have Shia names. And then more than anything, they call it resistance and they want to talk about it in Muharram because Imam al-Hussein is talking about resistance. Subhanallah, what a shaitan, what shayateen. Islam has responsibilities for us. Islam has responsibilities for us. We're not allowed to sit by and say, well, somebody did something. No. It's the responsibility. That's what the people who told Imam al-Hussein, oh, let them do, you do your thing. He could have gone just sat in his, on his prayer mat, done his prayer, just like I don't know, Abdullah ibn Umar did. Like, I don't want to deal with any of this. Hussein said, how dare you? We don't have a right. The prophets could have done that. Prophet Lut alayhi salam, this great man, he could have done that. God sent him specifically to a people who were the first who started to act this disgraceful act. It says, the verses say that they started a fahisha, a very ugly deed that no one before them did. They were the first. Allah sent a prophet to them to guide them, to fix them. Allah said to them, understand, this is wrong. Not one or two days, time after time. He sent this prophet, he went and got married to one of the females in that community, formed a family, established bonds and ties with them, told them, look, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, time after time after time, month after month, year after year. You don't want to listen? God said to them, okay, Lut, take your family, except your wife. Your wife is one of them, not because of her ethnic background, not because she was one of them and her lineage was from them, but because she was okay with it. God said, your wife will join them. Destroyed them. No, we don't have a right to remain silent about this. We don't have a right. Your ulama are telling you this. You have a choice. It's a choice for anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always said that. In the Quran it says in Surah Insan, Inna hadaynahu sabil, imma shakiran wa imma kafura. We showed the path. You either or shakir, you take it, my kafura, or they reject it. It's your choice. Know that God's guidance is either taken or Allah will take His guidance away. It's your choice. Believers, for those people, I strongly doubt there's any ignorance there. This act of announcing a program in this way is beyond outrageous. And it's beyond ignorance. I don't have any, barely, maybe, the slightest of doubts, which I'm addressing the others. I don't care about them. They are beyond this. They have heard enough. They have heard ulama enough. They have chosen to take this path. I'm telling you who are not part of that, you either have, you're going to take this guidance on board and you're going to go and do something about this. Make it known that this is not the Muharram of Imam al-Hussein. This is the Adhan of Yazid. You call it Muharram and you put black on it. You are disrespecting Muharram. You are disrespecting the black. And you're disrespecting the word resistance. If you don't go and tell them that, if you don't make that voice heard, then you're going to lose your ulama. It's your choice. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all in these times where these fitan, one after the other, one after the other arise. You hear kuffar mocking the Prophet. You think this is not the mockery of Muharram? Purple and Muharram, queering resistance. You think this is not mockery of Imam al-Hussein? But this is done by those who identify as Shia. We get past one hurdle, is cartoons of the Prophet being made by kuffar, then we see our own are coming up with the mockery of Muharram, the mockery of Imam al-Hussein, the mockery of the symbols of Muharram, the mockery of the word resistance. Sometimes one wishes, Allah, take this life. What am I doing here? What's this life worth living? And these are the times where you hear that the voice of the 12th Imam with the dua iftitah, Allahumma inna nashku ilayk faqta nabiyyina wa ghaybata waliyyina وَكَثْرَةَ عَدُوِّنَا وَقِلَّةَ عَدَدِنَا وَكَثْرَةَ الْفِتَنِ بِنَا. These are the fitan. Kill us, but don't do this. It's better to die than to observe this type of deviation spreading in the ummah of the Prophet. And those who identify as Shia to Imam al-Hussein in the context of Muharram, with symbols of Muharram. Sallallahu alayka ya Baqiyatallah. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. صلى الله عليك أو سنة زهراء. We know nothing pierces your heart as much as events like this do. يا أبا صالح المهدي. We apologize. I apologize, Ya Mawlai. I didn't do my job right. These youth are misled and misguided because I didn't do my job right. I repent, Ya Mawlai. I do deserve to be beheaded because of this crime. Ya Baqiyatallah, Ya Mawlai. I know I have many shortcomings in so many different areas. I do deserve to be of the ulama that you behead them because I have not done my responsibility. But I ask you, Ya Mawla, by the right of Fatima to Zahra, by the right of Imam al-Hussein, accept my apology. Help me overcome the shortcomings. Guide me, guide my words. Allow me to be able to do what you want and affect the youth the way you want, Ya Mawla. Ya Hussain, Ya مولاي يا أبا عبد الله يا مولاي روحي فداك روحي فداك. I sing every week, I wish I was with you in Karbala. I say, I wish I was your shield so the swords would strike me. I say, I wish I was your shield so the arrows would pierce through me. But here I am, I'm not taking the bullets for you. Ya Abu Abdullah, I apologize. I ask you for forgiveness. I ask you for forgiveness that I am alive and something like this is happening in the Shia community. Ya Abu Abdullah. I ask you to take my life so I don't have to witness this. And show me some way to be able to make this up to you. Anything, anywhere. Tell me to say something. These shayateen come and take this life. So that you're pleased with me. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون يا حسين.
Ya Hussain, Ya Hussain, Ya Hussain. Har roz hai roze Ashura, har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Har roz hai roze Ashura, har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Har roz hai roze Ashura, har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Abbas ka parcham haath mein hai, Abbas ka parcham haath mein hai. Yun samjho ke haq bas saath mein hai, Yun samjho ke haq bas saath mein hai. Haq baat pe marna izzat hai, Haq baat pe hai jeene ka maza. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Abbas ka parcham haath mein hai, Abbas ka parcham haath mein hai. Yun samjho ke haq bas saath mein hai, Yun samjho ke haq bas saath mein hai. Haq baat pe marna izzat hai, Haq baat pe hai jeene ka maza. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Zikr Hussain ibn Ali, marzi e haq marzi e nabi. Qaim ye rahega mahshar tak, hai Fatima Zahra ki ye dua. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Har roz hai roze Ashura, Har shahar hai shahre Karbala. Ya Hussain, 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 Ya Hussain. Subh Ashur hai fusurda sabati hai, Subh Ashur hai fusurda sabati hai, Subh Ashur hai fusurda sabati hai. Shahe mazloom ke matam ki sada aati hai, چاہے مظلوم کے ماتم کی صدا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. ان ولیوں کو مسلمانوں نے پانی نہ دیا, ان ولیوں کو مسلمانوں نے پانی نہ دیا, جو اگر چاہے تو جنت سے غذا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. شہ مظلوم کے ماتم کی صدا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے, صبح عاشور فسردہ سب آتی ہے. قبر زینب پہ لیے بیٹھی ہے پانی فیضا, قبر زینب پہ لیے بیٹھی ہے پانی فیضا, شام جاتے ہوئے پیاسوں کو پلاتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. شاہ مظلوم کے ماتم کی صدا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. قتل شبیر ہوئے خاک اڑاؤ لوگو, قتل شبیر ہوئے خاک اڑاؤ لوگو, غم میں ڈوبی ہوئی گردوں سے ندا آتی ہے, غم میں ڈوبی ہوئی گردوں سے ندا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. صادق الوعد برا در کے نانے کے گلے, صادق الوعد برا در کے نانے کے گلے, صغرا سرکار دو عالم کو سناتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. چاہے مظلوم کے ماتم کی صدا آتی ہے, شہ مظلوم کے ماتم کی صدا آتی ہے, صبح عاشور ہے فسردہ سب آتی ہے. یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین, اللہم صلی اللہ.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله, صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين, صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله, صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين, صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى, صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك, عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار, ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي ابن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى. صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك، وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.